All right, Daf Chaf Zayin, Tuesday's Daf. Talk to Mishnah on Chaf Vav Amud Beis. Matzah b'chanus. You find the Metziah in a store, Chanus. And as Rashi explains, we're talking about a Dover She'ein by Simon, so we can assume the guy is Miyayish, and therefore you can keep it. Harei Elu Shalei. Bein Ateva v'lachen Vani. Let's say you find the Metziah between the counter and the Chenvani, the storekeeper, then Shalei Chenvani. Lifnei Shulchana, let's say you find the money in front of a money changer. Harei Elu Shalei. We don't assume it was the Shulchanis. Bein Hakis Elu Shulchani, then Harei Elu Shal. Shulchani. Seems like you could use your seichel over here about where you can assume it came from. Halakech Paris mechaver. If you buy Paris from your buddy, oy sheshilech loy chaver a Paris, or your friend sends you Paris, umatzav hen mice, and up, you open up the bag and there's $100 bill in there. Harei elu shela, you can keep it. Imayutzrurin, but if the coins were all bundled up together, so therefore there's a simon, naitel u machriz. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lozer, afilu munachin al gabe shulchan. Rabbi Lozer is a memory here that says you're allowed to keep the money even if the money is still sitting on the table. It's harei ushalai. But zok the Gemara, we have our Mishnah. It's not lefnei shulchanai harelu shalai. It sounds like ha'al gabe shulchan de shulchani. It's l'chayr meduyik that if it's on the table, it should belong to the shulchani. But ema sefer l'chayr goes the other way also. Bein akisei lo shulchani shel shulchani ha'al gabe shulchan shalai. So you have stira dika diukim within our Mishnah itself. Elameha like a lamash mina. You can't make any diukim from our Mishnah. I but v'Rabbi Elazar hamino le had Rabbi Elazar himself know his psak. So Amarava masnisin kashisa he had a kasha on our Mishnah because my iri de tani bein kisei lo shulchani shel shulchani. Why is he? Between the kisei and the shulchani that it belongs to the shulchani. Listen, let the Mishnah say, al ha-shulchan, let it gufa say that he found it on the counter itself. Or inami matzeh b'shulchanos. If he found it in the money changer's store, then they belong to the shulchani. Kidik tani reisha, which would be the correct parallel to the matzeh b'chanos shalai, which is the beginning of the Mishnah. Alashma mina, from the fact that the Mishnah structures it the way it does, so Rabbi Lazar's medayik, afilu menachan al gabe shulchan, hare elu shalai. Say, even though we were saying from this Mishnah, ha lekel amashma mina, but this will still be the mukkah for Rabbi Lazar himself. Then the Mishnah said, Alakeach Paris Mechaver, if you find money amongst the pairs, you can keep it. So Amar Ishlagish Mushun Rabiane Loy Shanu Ella. When do we matter you to keep this money that you find amongst the pairs? Moving over to Min Aleph. Balakeach Minatagar. You're buying it from this guy who buys it from wholesalers. Abalakeach Mibalabais, but if you buy it from the guy who grows the pairs in his backyard, then if there's money in this bag of pairs, Chai Vlachs, you gotta give it back to that person. Chain Tani Tana Kameda Rav Nachman, Loy Shanu Ella Balakeach Minatagar. Abalakeach Mibalabais, where there's less people involved in the process here than Chai Vlachs. Nachman, v'chi bal bayis batz meidoshin. What, you think the bal bayis who grew it in his backyard? You think he did all the malacha himself? He hired workers who did the doshan, the threshing. So l'chayra, who says that it came from him? Maybe it came from one of the workers. So Amarlei, the one who's being besad of these brises, told Rav Nachman, Yismei, should I remove such a brisa? In other words, are you telling me the brisa is not authoritative? So Amarlei, Rav Nachman said, Lai, no, don't get rid of it. Just to targim a masnisa, you should explain the brisa saying, k'koyin d'doshan l'kabi avda v'shifchas aknan. If the guy growing tomatoes in his backyard has his avada mishvachis are the ones who are working the field, so he owns them anyway, so there are no other real parties involved in this, and therefore that's why you'd have to give back the money to the balabayas. The Rajba over here has a kasha similar to the kasha we had yesterday of whatever happened to Kinyan Chatzar. If you take home your bag of tomatoes and you find a $100 bill in there, L'chaira, why isn't the Kinyan Chatzar of the bag going to help? L'chaira was in that bag that was owned previously by the balabayas before he gave it to you. And you can't just simply say the trutzim we had yesterday, that one preceded the other one, or it was never going to be found, that we quoted from Taisus and the Shita, etc. It won't work for this kind of case. So the Rajba actually says, another Svara that we should keep in mind when it comes to Kinyan Chatzar, that the Tagar, the salesperson, knows that there might be monies that here and there get mixed in with the pairs. And he's consciously aware and meichel that that might happen. So if he knows that this is kind of like the cost of doing business, that there's going to be a certain amount of monies that are going to get mixed in and lost, that's not where Kinyan Chatzar will work on his behalf. So add this to the list of different times that Kinyan Chatzar won't necessarily always work. Zog the Mishnah. Af hasimla haisa b'chlal kal elu. When the Torah lists all the things you got to return, it said v'chein tase l'simlosei. The Torah itemized simla. So v'loma yotzis. Why was it singled out? L'hakish eleha l'emer l'cha ma simla miyuchedes shiyesh ba simonin v'yesh la'toivin. Af kol davar shiyesh ba simonin v'yesh la'toivin chayiv l'hachriz. So we l'chayra learn from simla the idea of being machriz that you have to return things that have a simon. And Rashi speaks it out. The simla typically will have itself a simon, and that's why you got to return it. But if it doesn't have a simon, then you're allowed to have it for yourself. The Achrayim have a kasha on this Mishnah slash Rashi from the Rashi in Masechta Bava Kama, Daf Samach Vav, where Rashi seems to say, if something doesn't have a simon, you're allowed to keep it, because as Rashi brings from the Gemara we had earlier, on Chof Beis, about Asher Toivet Mimenu, and if it's avuda from everybody, then you're allowed to keep it for yourself. So which one is it? If something does not have a simon, why am I allowed to keep it? It seems to be a steer in Rashi's. Shmuel Rozovsky says, they're actually telling you two different things. Simla by our Gemara is really just telling you that you're not mechuyif to be machriz, but But just because you're not mechuyev b'machris does not mean you're allowed to actually keep it. For that, we may need to come onto asher tovid b'menu to be able to keep it as a dvar hefker. The other thing to be aware of here is Tosfos in the Tosfos Devar Maskil Masim LeMiuchedes Sheyesh Lo B'Simanim, etc. In the middle of that Tosfos, when he's describing if it has simanim, he says because it has simanim, therefore edim will come and be made. It sounds like from Tosfos that the reason that simanim has a mila is not because you're going to necessarily get it back when you give the simanim, but by you giving the simanim, that will cause edus to show up in Beis Din and verify that it's yours. So while we haven't been dealing with edus too much in the context of being meshiv and aveda, be aware that Tosfos does seem to neman that simanim is a catalyst to bring edim to Beis Din. Zok de Gemara. Mishnah had said the expression "my bechlal kol elu." When the Mishnah was talking about simla, it said it's included in all of these. So Amar Rava bechlal kol aveda sachicha. In other words, what the Mishnah is saying is Simla is already bechlal, all of the avedas of your friend, so why are we singling it out? So Amarava Lamali the Kasav Rahmana Shar Hamar Seviz Simla. So the Gemara says, Trichi, all of them we need. The Kasav Rahmana Simla, if it only said Simla Hava Mina Hani Mili Be Edim Degufa, or Visimonim Degufa, where the Simonim or the Edus is Dafka on the thing itself. Hava Hamar Be Edim Deukaf, where the actual Simonim and Edus is on the saddle, but not on the actual donkey itself, or Visimonim Deukaf, Emoloi Mahadrinale, maybe that wouldn't be enough to give it back to the owner. So Kasav Rahmana Chamar, Dafila Chamar B'Simanei Ukav, it's also going to work. Shar V'Seh the Kasav Rahmana Lamli, why do I need to have both Shar and Seh? Shar Dafila L'Gizas Znavai, even the shearing of the Znavai, of the tail of that Shar, you also have to return, which Rashi learns is because it's not Chashiv, it's Pachas Mishava Pruta. Taisus doesn't like that because Ma'amanu Shach, if it's Pachas Mishava Pruta, you're not Mechuyiv to return it, and if it's more than Shava Pruta, then it's Pashit. So Taisus learns that you're Mechuyiv to actually shear it, and you're Mechuyiv to take care of it. V'Seh L'Gizasav, and the word Seh teaches us that you also have to return even the gizais that come off of the set itself. I mean, if you're telling me you have to return ox shearings when an ox isn't even famous for the fact that it can have shearings, so certainly the say you'd have to return its shearings. That even things that are not balechaim, you're mechuyev to pay for the hezek bar. The seh da aveda, the seh, and the word seh, the aveda l'tivrei hakol, both are kasha. So those happen to be very shvera things. We're just kind of leaving them off without knowing why the Torah listed them. I got a suggestion. Maybe Seh is coming to tell you that even the glolim, the fertilizer that comes from the animal, you have to be meshiv back to the balaveda. The Gemara says glolim mafkuri mafkir lahu. The owner is mafkir the glolim. Rashi interestingly says lamisha tarach bay, or mafkir to the guy who's matriach. Which the Rashash picks up on and says, since when do we ever find that you can be mafker to a person? We don't paskin that works that way. So he says that Rashi's lavdafka and it's lafum riata, but he doesn't mean it so specifically. But they do ask a kasha on this idea from the Gemara on the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Hilchas Aveda Perek Aleph says that Aveda Midas is not considered Hefker, as we've mentioned a couple times. But the Rambam speaks out that if a person throws his arniki into Rishus Arabim, that kind of an Aveda Midas, the reason why it doesn't work is because it's only belave. But Pomeranchik in the Teres Rayim points out that here it's also only belave. You're not speaking up a fairish that I'm being Mafker the Glolim. Since when is Hefker belave a problem? Teres Rayim says that he heard from the Chazoinish himself that there really is a chilik of different kinds of Hefker belave. When the Rambam says that it doesn't work when you're throwing your arniki into Rishus Arabim because an Aveda Midas is only belave, that's where it's really still shayach that you don't necessarily mean it. It's not klar, it's not an umdana de muchach. But by the glolim, it's pashat that nobody wants to keep the glolim, and therefore even the Rambam would be maskim that it would blib hefker. All right, but the Gemara's Lamais is saying the glolim can't be the reason that it says seh. So if a dilma le simonim hudasa, maybe the yiter of this word says coming to tell us that simonim work, di bailan simonim de raisai de rabbanon. So Kasav Rachmana said, afilu be simonim hadrin, that we're allowed to give back this aveda because of the simonim that are provided by the bal aveda, the simonim de raisa. That's a raya. And for the Gemara, you can't say that's the reason why we use said because Amri Midiktoni Luhutanala Simon and Gabe Simla. Since we use Simon by the word Simla, Diktoni Masimla Muchedis Shieshba Simon and Vieshba Taivin Chayav Lahakras. I've called Dover Shieshba Yeshla Taivin Chayav Lahakras. Shmamina de Se Lavla Simon Hudasa. So I'm already seeing the idea of Simon from Simla, it can't be that I'm using Seh for that. Tana Rabbonin, Asher Toivad, Prat Lavedish Einboy Shava Pruta. We darshan that something that's lost does not include something that's not even worth a pruta, because the Torah is not even classifying that as something that's Toivad. It's not lost. Nobody cares about it. Rabbi Udaimer, Matzasa, Prat Lavedish Einboy Shava Pruta. Okay, so you have two different ways to darshan that you don't have to return a dover that's ain't by Shavu Pruta. Might be Naya. What's the difference between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Abaye, Mashmos Darshan Yikubi Naya. There really is no difference. It's really just how you darshan the psukim. Mar Nafkalemi Asher Toivad, Umar Nafkalemi Umotsasa. Fracting Amar Lamad, the Nafkalemi Asher Toivad, Hai Motsasa Mayavidle. What does he do for the other Drasha? Humi Boyle, Lichin Rabnoi. Tom Rabnoi, Umotsasa, Dasoy Lioda Mashma. Rabnoi has a halacha that this thing you're not Mechuyev to return Avedis Akum, but once it comes to your hand, you might have to actually return it. So better not to pick it up to begin with. Ulaman de Nafkalem Umotzasa, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, who learns that the Pachas Meshav Pruta is from Umotzasa, Hai Asher Taivad Mayavid Lei, Miboyle, Rav Yechanan, a different halacha, Tomer Rabbi Yechanan, Meshum Rabshim Ben Yechai, Minayin Lavedas Shashat Fanar Shimuteres, Shinemer Vachintasa Lachol Avedas Achicha, Asher Taivad Mimenu Umotzasa, Misha Avuda Hemenu Matsuya Eitzel Kol Adam, Yotzesuzusha Avuda Hemenu, the Eina Matsuya Eitzel Kol Adam. That Shat Fanar, you're allowed to keep it. Viidach, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, who learns from Umotzasa, how is he going to know how the Rab Noi Minale? How will he know this halacha about the Avedas Akam from that Rab Noi had said? Nafkalei me Umotzasa viidach, and how's the Tanakama? How will he know the dinner of Rabbi Yechon? How does Rabbi Yechon Minale? Nafkalei mi menu viidach, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, why does he need the whole pasuk of Asher Taiv Mimenu Umotzasa? Why don't we just learn from mi menu? The Gemara says mi menu le mashmale. Mi menu is not significant enough to make the drasha. The assumption is if you're stealing less than a shava pruta, a person is meichel, and they're not makbid on that little amount of money, so therefore there's going to be no chiyav hashav on a Pachas Meshava Pruta. Machan Ephraim in 7 Aleph has an interesting shayla about if you gazel Pachas Meshava Pruta, but the guy doesn't know you stole it from him. So you can't really say that he's Meichel. So is it an umdana that he would be Meichel had he known? Or maybe an echanami, until he finds out there is going to be a chiyav hashav. Back to our Gemara, another beer in the machlaik is between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Rava amar pruta shehuzla ikibinah. The nafkamina of how you darshan is going to be the pruta shehuzla. It's a depreciated pruta that goes down in value. Manda omar me'asher toivad ika, there'll still be a chiyav to give it back. Manda omar umotzasa leka. Which in other words is saying the machlaik is tanaim is at what point do you determine the value of this aveda from the time we lost it or the time it was found? But the Gemara doesn't like that because ulamanda amar sher toivad habinu mutzasa veleka. It still has to be worth a shava pruta at the time when it was found veleka. So both according to Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, there's going to be no chiyav to return an aveda if it was no longer worth a shava pruta. Ela pruta shehokra ikbinau, but maybe if it went up in value, in other words, you stole something that was less than a pruta and then it went up to become a pruta. Man da amar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, he's learning from umotzasa ika, uman da amar, but according to Tanakama, says asher toivad leka, because it'll depend on when it was a shava pruta, when it was lost or when it was found. Uman da amar umotzasa habin asher toivad veleka, but it can't work because both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda have to acknowledge both aspects of the pasuk, and therefore, if it's not worth a shava pruta on either end, it won't be chayv. Now, a third and final approach to have what the machlekes is Tanakam Rav Huda is, Ela pruta shehokra v'huzla v'chazra hokra ikbinayu. Vada was worth a pruta when you stole it, and it was worth a pruta when you found it, but in the interim it went down. Ma damar asher toivad ika, ma damar umotzasa, b'inan de'ispe shir mitzia, mishas aveda v'adshas mitzia, and that wouldn't be the case if it was huzla in the middle. Next sugya, ibaylu, simonim dairaisai darabonin. So just by way of introduction, when we talk about simonim that the Gemara is going to have a shayla with, the Magid Mishnah lays it out pretty nicely in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph that there are three different categories of simonim. The top and most chashuv of a category of simonim are called simonim muvhakim b'yaser, and that's not what we're talking about in the sugya. That's if you have a small little hole next to an ice. So that kind of ironclad simon is not our Gemara Shaila. The mitten dika level, that's what our Shaila is going to be. That's about a simon that's chashuv, like how much something weighs, or how long it is, or how wide it is, you know, details about the object. The third category of simonim are the simonim geruin, like what color something is, the kind of thing that you could just guess and doesn't really prove much at all. So the question is, simonim, these simonim, are they deiraisa or are they only derabbanan? So my nafkamina. Turning over to Amud Beis, lahadure get leisha b'simanim. In order to be able to return a lost get, al yedei those simanim. Yamr deiraisa madrinim. She can get divorced based on that. Yamr derabbanan ki avad rabbanan takanta, but that's b'mamayna avu b'isur le avad rabbanan takanta. It's very interesting that the Gemara is pretty cool with the idea of learning from mamon to iser. Usually we don't like to do that, and that's what the Mordechai points out. And the Mordechai explains Hagufa that once we say simonim adairaisa, pshat is then the simonim are like edim. I'm saying over the Mordechai the way Rabbi Chanan understands the Mordechai. That since you have now this clarity of simonim, that's like a din of edus. Now edus, you don't have to say edus by mamon, edus by iser. It's just about edus. So we look at the raya of simonim outside of the subject matter, iser versus mamon. And that's what the Gemara means to say here now. So our simonim deraisa drabanan. Let's bring raya from the Mishnah. Tashma afasim lohisa bechlal kol elu v'lama yotzas our Mishnah lahakish aleh v'lemer luchah asim lemiuchedus shiyesh lo simonim v'yesh lo toivin chayav lahachris af kol davar shiyesh lo simonim v'yesh lo toivin chayav lahachris. So it's a pasuk in the Torah, and therefore you can bring a raya simonim deraisa. For the Gemara, it's no raya because ton of toivin is drich aleh. The point of the Mishnah is to tell you that you have to have toivin. That's what we're darshening with the word simla. But simonim kidei nazba. It's no real raya the fact that simonim are deraisa. Tashma would bring a raya, chamar b'simone ukaf. We said on Oman Aleph that the Torah is telling you a chiddush that you can have simonim in the saddle, not just in the donkey itself. But clearly, simonim are deiraisa. No, because ema ba'ede ukaf. We're talking about the edus on the ukaf, but the actual simonim are not really on the ukaf. Maybe that's only din d'rabbanan. Tashma, v'haya imcha ad dreish achicha oisai. That you hold on to the aveda until you're able to be dreish achicha. Chisala al daitacha What was the Torah saying? You should give it to him before you discover it if it's really his. Ella darsheu im ramai hu ainai ramai. The Torah is being mechay of you as the guy who found the aveda to darshan to figure out whether he is a ramai or not. So my lab is simonim, which of course is light. Could be aidim. There's no raya that that's working alayde simonim. But remember this pasuk of darsheu im ramai hu ainai ramai. That's very important. We said over Rav Itzel Petterberger, this is going to be the whole yesod of simonim why they work. That's why tvias ena b'talmud chacham will work, because the whole hakpod in the Torah is just to determine whether the other guy is a liar or not. Tashma, let's try again. Ein me'idim, you can't be made about edus isha, that the husband died, ella al parts of punim, the facial features, im hachaitim, with the nose. Afal pishi simonim begufo v'kelev, even though there's other simonim, even though there's going to be other identifying simonim on his body and on his clothing, shma mina simonim lav da'iraisa. So we're comparing if that's going to be, so that's going to be the kind of simonim you have for edus isha, it'll also be the same kind of simonim for an aveda. Amri, the Gemara says no raya, because gufoy de'orach v'gutz, maybe the kinds of simonim we're saying which are not good, it's how tall he was or how short he was. And Caleb, and by giving the simonim on his clothing, it's not really a raya that this dead guy is the woman's husband. We're scared maybe he borrowed the clothing from somebody else, not his. In fact, the Gemara, yichashin l'sheila, if that's really concerned in the first place, then chamor b'simonim ukuf hechim adrinan. How are you ever going to bring a raya because I have the simon on the saddle of my donkey? Maybe you borrowed that saddle. Because Amri would say ukuf le sheuli inchi ukfa. People don't borrow saddles because mishum de mesakav lechamra. It will hurt the donkey if it's not like the donkey saddle. You don't borrow saddles. That's not healthy for the donkey. You might say I'm a caliph. Maybe the reason why you can't give simonim based on the clothing of the dead guy because we're talking about bechivari v'sumaki. We're talking about being white or being red. That's a lame simon. Or of the clothing, you can just guess right. So that wouldn't be a good simon. Elo hodetanya frekti gemara. You're telling me that people don't borrow these things. Matzu kosher bekisa be'arniki v'tevase. Shematzu ben caliph. Afilus man meruba kosher. If a shliach who lost a get found it amongst these other objects, it's still going to be kosher. But if you're worried about people lending things, kimotsu kosher bekissa my kosher. When he finds this get tied to this kiss, why is it going to work? Nechesh l'sheila, let's be chesish for sheilas. Send for the Gemara. Amri kiss v'arni ki v'tabas le mashle inshi. People don't lend their money bags and their tabas. Kiss v'arni ki b'shum de misamni. They don't lend their arnikis because people are superstitious and they think it's going to take the person's mazel and they think they're transferring their mazel to the person who's borrowing it. Or v'tabas. People are not going to lend their signet rings because of potential ziyuf. Leva Ketanai, let's say this whole issue of whether or not Simonim or Darais or Rabbanon is Machalikas Tanoim, because Eime Eidin Ala Shuma, Eidim cannot testify about Eidus Isha, about a dead guy based on a Shuma, a wart. Like Rashi says, if they see the wart on Aver Pliny, on this part of his body, whether or not that's considered a good simon. Velozer ben Mehavoy Omer Ala Shuma, you can give proper Eidus Isha based on a Shuma. So my labo kamiflegi de Tanakama Sover Simon de Rabbanon, Velozer ben Mehavoy Sover Simon de Raisa, Omer Ravid Kuliyamun, everybody's masking Simon de Raisa. Hachab Shuma Mitsuya ben Gila kamiflegi, we're only arguing about if it's common on somebody's ben Gila. Somebody who's born at the same time and therefore it has the same mazel and therefore they might have the same kind of identifying shumas. Mar sover shuma mitsuya beben gilei, mar sover shuma ina mitsuya beben gilei. Or Iboy Sim, another way to explain that machlaik is to kuli alma shuma ina mitsuya beben gilei. V'halcha b'simon ha-masuy lishtanis lachar misa kamiflagi. Could be that these shumas change after the death. Mar sover simon ha-masuy lishtanis lachar misa, umar sover simon ha-masuy lishtanis lachar misa. Or Iboy Sim, a third way to understand the machlaik is tanaim. To kuli alma shuma ina asuy lishtanis lachar misa, the simon ha-durabonit. V'halcha b'shuma simon muvaku kamiflagi. Whether or not is a shuma considered a simon muvak. Mar sover simon muvaku, umar sover shuma lav simon muvaku. Now the Gemara finally asks the important kasha. Omer Rav, Tim Salamer Simonim Lav Dairais. If you're telling me the whole idea of Simonim is only Darabanan, so Hechim Adrinan Avidasim Simon. How do you ever return based on a Simon? Why would the Chazal make such a takana to return an Aveda if the Torah never said to do it? And for the Gemara, the Nichale Lemaitzi Aveda Nin Hadar B'Simonim. We want the guy who finds it, he's happy to return this Aveda based on the Simonim, Ki Hechi Dichi of the Leila Dide, in order that when he loses an Aveda, Nami Nahadr B'Simonim, someone will likewise want to return it to him based on Simonim. So Amalei Rav Safa LaRava, V'chi Adam Aisa Taiva La'atzmai, B'mamon Chena Shalai, what, he's doing himself a favor with money that's not even his? Like, who cares that the guy who finds it is happy to return it? Why does that even impact the rightful owner? So Ella, let's just explain more. Nichale Labal Aveda, the guy who lost it, is actually happy. L'mehave Simnan U'lemishkalei, that Chazal made such a takana that he could provide Simonim and get it back. Made the yodet de edim lesle because he knows he doesn't have any edim to say that he lost it. U'meimar Omer, and therefore he says to himself, Kuli Amo lo yodi Simonim uvakim da. Nobody knows these unique simonim except for me. The Anna, Yahivna Simonim Uvhokim Dida Vishakalnala. So I'll say the unique Simonim, and therefore I'll be able to get it back. We're going to stop here. I'll just mention the interesting Gur Aryeh that says, by the Pasuk of Abaker, he Leah, when the Pasuk says, in the morning, he Leah, she became Leah. It sounds like from the Torah, all of a sudden she became Leah. Now, of course, she was Leah the night beforehand also. But the Maral writes in the Gur Aryeh, since Simonim are Deraisa, and she got the Simonim from her sister Rachel, so now Abaker, he Leah. So therefore, the preceding night, the Simonim was a Deraisa Dika Taikif of she being Rachel. So Kum Tachais, when the sun rose in the morning and he saw that she was Leah, it was a real Chiddush because he was being Simach on Simonim Deraisa. So now, Bova Biker, he Leah. All right, but we're going to stop here now. Pick it up in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow with the Elohad Etnan.